welcome to the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show, presented by Hugh Hattrick. Drive fast and try not to crash. Welcome to the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show with me, Hugh Hattrick. Well, it's day one on week two of the Formula One testing at Barcelona here in sunny Spain. Well, it is here in sunny Spain, but I'm in sunny Scotland. And I've got all the news for you on who's fastest, who's not, and all the day's Formula One headlines that I think are most relevant for all the listeners and viewers of the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show. So let's get on without any further ado. Right, let's give you a summary of what's been happening today. Now, cue Robert Kubica. He has set the pace in the first session with a 1 minute 16.942 on the C5 tyres. There was also a spin for Vettel, and that brought out the red flag, and that was the first red flag of the session. There was an engine issue for Latifi, and that brought out the second red flag. And also, the drivers today are sampling a special Zandvoort front tyre, and that will be for, of course, the race that happens in a few months' time later on in the season. So, there's lots of things happening, and there have been some pretty impressive times overall. We're beginning to see the cars out on track much more and to see, are they really competitive or are there a few cars that are going to be clearly at the back and cars clearly out in front. Right, here is a rundown of the top 19 types on the leaderboard after day one of week two testing at Barcelona. In first place, it's Robert Kubica in the Alfa Romeo with a 1 minute 16.942. Then it's Verstappen in the Red Bull with a 1 minute 17.3. Then Perez with a 1 minute 17.4. Kvyat, 1 minute 17.456. Gasly, 1 minute 17.5. Albon, 1 minute 17.5. And Hamilton with a 1 minute 17.562. Then it's on to Lance Stroll with a racing point on a 1 minute 17.7. Then Bottas with a 1 minute 18.1. Then Vettel in 10th place on a 1 minute 18.1. And then Ricciardo, 1 minute 18.2. Saints, also on a 1 minute 18.2. And Leclerc, followed by Latifi and the Williams on a 1 18.3. Then it's Russell with a 1 18.5. Grosjean with a 1 18.6. Norris on a 1 18.8. And then Raikkonen on a 1 minute 19.5. And then finally, Ocon in the Renault, on a 1 minute 21.542. Now, there is obviously some difference there with the times, and many of the drivers were using different compounds. For example, compound 3, which is the they've got here as the yellow colour, is midway through between the hard and compound 1 and the softest, which is compound 5. So, taking that all into account, it does look actually quite close. But I do think the three top teams are Mercedes, Red Bull, and Ferrari. But overall, it's pretty encouraging. I think for Formula One fans, it's looking like it's going to be quite a close year. And let's hope that that is the case. Now, in other news regarding Formula One, the Vietnamese Grand Prix track has actually been finished ahead of time. And it's now waiting to have the whole race done on April the 5th. And from looking at some of the pictures, it looks pretty impressive. There's a football stadium right next to one of the grandstands. And it's going to be, I think, quite a good track. And of course, on April the 5th, we'll see exactly what the racing is like. Hopefully, it'll be close and fast-paced and give an exciting start for the first ever Vietnamese Grand Prix. Now, another interesting headline has come from Alain Prost, saying that the new regulation changes by governments risk killing the European car industry and will leave Formula One facing some tough questions in the near future. But for all those old Formula One fans who love the idea of big engines like V12s with incredible sounds, he's offering up a very interesting idea. He says, do we go for things like hydrogen, or do we go back to the, or you know, we go back to 12-cylinder engines, and we have to have the same vision of Formula One worldwide? Because he says, you don't want to go with electrical power because we've already got Formula E. And it's going to be very difficult for Formula E in the future, because as things get better, how are they going to be competitive? Will it still have that same significance because Formula One is obviously in a completely different field. So, will it be hydrogen or will it be petrol engines and going back to V12s? I know for a fact that many of our listeners here on the Car Sim and Race Driver Show, you would love to see Formula V12s again. I remember the incredible sound of the Ferraris and things like that. And to be fair, many of the drivers like Vettel and Hamilton and others, Alonso, would love to see V12s and probably Verstappen too, because he did say when he drove the old Red Bulls how much better the V8 sounded to the normal hybrids of the current era. So they have some big decisions to make, but with the voice of Alain Prost saying that he thinks that banning petrol and diesel in 2032, like they have done in Britain, or in 2035 across Europe, that is a huge mistake. If you'd like to comment, why don't you send us an email? It's podcast@cardealadvisor.co.uk, and we'll do our best to answer your comments and mention them on the show as well on the next one. But for now, you've been listening to the Car Sim and Race Driver Show. This has been a quick summary of day one testing and the second week at Barcelona. And we'll get another test out again tomorrow. In fact, we're doing a special show with myself and Andrew Marr, and that will be at 9 o'clock. That's UK time. And we'll be lots of banter. We'll be catching up with who's done the best times. So it would be great to have you with us. We'll be on Podbean Live and also on YouTube and on Facebook. So we hope you can join us for the next show. But for now, drive fast and try not to crash.